chapter 2 entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized, text number 50. Buddhi yukto jahatiha ube sukrata duskrate tasmad yogaya yujyasva yoga karma sukaushalam. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Milidam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Translation once again. A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad actions even in this life. Therefore strive for yoga, which is the art of all work. So herein we see Krishna is urging Arjuna to strive for yoga, and he calls yoga the art of all work. Arjuna was telling that if I kill my relatives in this battle, I'll incur sinful reactions. So Krishna tells here that if you understand the art of working, then what will happen is you'll be freed from both good and bad reactions. You'd be free from all loss of karma if you understand the art of working. To try to understand what Krishna is trying to tell Arjuna, there are various kinds of arts in this world. Like there is art of cheating also. Right? Like when I was distributing books, book table at Andheri station, suddenly one day around noon time, I saw a well-dressed man running, and chasing him were two people who were dressed in blue uniforms, who were from the ticket checking squad by Best Buses. So they were chasing him. Obviously he didn't buy a ticket. So they realized that they couldn't catch him. So they started shouting, "Chor, chor," meaning that he's a thief. So immediately, some passers-by, they grabbed him. And in no time, there was a mob around him. And nearby, there were some RPF armed gunmen, Railway Protection Force armed gunmen were also there. So initially, they felt that this has nothing to do with the railways. These are Best Bus problems. So they were sitting silently. But then the crowd became very angry. See what kind of security we have. Thief is there and they are simply sitting there. Similarly, they also came into action. And in no time, this fellow was surrounded by a big crowd, all accusing him, and also four armed gunmen were surrounding him. Now, he might have cheated for maximum 20 rupees, because maximum ticket in Best Bus is 20 rupees ticket. If you buy 20 rupees ticket, you can travel in Best Bus throughout the day. Anywhere you want, you can go. That system is there in Best Buses. So maximum 20 rupees. And for that, so much of humiliation and so much of accusation, to the extent that four armed gunmen were surrounding him for 20 rupees cheating. So obviously, he is not an expert in cheating. But on the other hand, we have people who have mastered the art of cheating. They cheat the public of crores of rupees, smuggling is going on, all kinds of scandals, terrorism, bomb blasts, everything is going on, but still they are living comfortably in some part of the world. And what to speak of humiliation and punishment, many politicians go and honor them. many film stars go and salute them. So that is expertise in the art of cheating. It's a negative example, but nonetheless we understand. Doing everything, they have got their hand in every scandal all over the country, but still untouched. Untouched by the law, untouched by the police. That is mastering the art of cheating. So that is what Krishna is telling Arjuna. Master the art of working in such a way that you work, but you are not affected by any reactions. And that is extremely difficult. As much as it is very difficult even to cheat for 20 rupees for an ordinary man. It's that difficult because the laws of karma are so strict. And this middle planetary system is karma bhumi. Anything you do, either you'll get positive reaction or negative reaction. Anything, even the smallest activity, there is bound to be a reaction for that. That is how this material world is designed, especially the middle planetary systems. So Arjuna's fear is valid. But Krishna is telling, if you master this yoga, if you become a master in yoga, Padma Patram Ivambhasa. Like a lotus is in the middle of the water, but it is untouched by water. Similarly, if you understand what is yoga, the art of working, you can remain in this world without becoming affected by both good and bad reaction. Because a transcendentalist is neither interested in bad reaction nor good reaction. Because either good reaction or bad reaction will entail rebirth within this material world. When you will be forced to take another material body to enjoy either the good results or the bad results. So a transcendentalist is neither interested in good results nor is interested in bad results. And that is possible only through yoga or through Krishna consciousness. And how is that? We perform activities on Krishna's behalf. So Arjuna didn't want to fight on his own for himself. He didn't have any selfish motivations while fighting. The only reason why he fought was for Krishna's pleasure. So when activities are done on the Supreme Lord's behalf, one can be freed from any kind of reaction for that. The common example which was given yesterday also was, a person in the military forces, an army officer, if he is killing at the borders the enemy soldiers, then he is rewarded Paramvir Chakra. But the same army officer with the same gun, if he kills civilians when he comes to his hometown for his vacation, then he could be hanged. Why? Because when he is fighting against the enemy, he is fighting on behalf of his country. He has no selfish interest involved there. He is doing it on behalf of the country. But when he is killing people in his hometown, he has to be held responsible because he has got his selfish interest involved. So this is what the Gita teaches. As long as we act in this world motivated by our own selfish interests, our own selfish desires, if we are motivated by desire for sense gratification, we are bound to be affected by the reactions, good or bad. But if our actions are simply motivated with the desire to please Krishna, please the Supreme Lord, only then can we be freed from any reactions. So the Gita says, we have to act in this world. But act, how to act? Understand the art of working. work with no motivation for sense gratification. Work only with the motivation to please the Supreme Lord. Work only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. But often it is easily said than done. To become free from desire for sense gratification or sense satisfaction is extremely difficult, because a living entity is habituated to act out of self-interest, act motivated by one's own self-interest. So this art, the art of working, is very difficult. But nonetheless, one has to master it to achieve perfection. Prabhupada gives the example of playing a mridanga. Now, playing the mridanga is also an art. Right? The first time when one tries to play the mridanga, it's a little difficult. But then when one goes on practicing, then it becomes easy. So Prabhupada says, the more you act in Krishna consciousness, the more you become an expert in acting in Krishna consciousness. That means you become an expert in the art of working. For that matter, any art is difficult unless you start practicing it. Simple thing is when you are offering aarti to the deities. For the first time, many of you might have experienced this. It's a simple thing. You know, you have to move the lamp in circles in your right hand and you have to ring the bell in your left hand. Very simple, actually. But the first time you are doing it, what happens? Before you realize, you are moving the right hand, offering the lamp, but the left hand is also moving like this. And you start wondering, what is happening? The bell is also moving in circles. Then you feel, no, the bell has to stop now. You stop the bell, the aarti also stops. You start the aarti, the bell also starts moving in circles. But then you repeatedly do the aarti. Then you become an expert in that. Similarly, we say action should be freed from any desire for sense gratification. But we are so habituated to act out of self-interest that you start the action thinking that I am doing it for Krishna. But before we know, some self-interest has already emerged. Just like the left hand is also started moving before one comes to know that it is moving. And sometimes one gets disheartened that I started with good motivations to please Krishna, but somehow this self-interest, this desire for sense gratification has risen. What to do? But as Prabhupada says, practice. In due course of time, one will be practiced to act purely in Krishna consciousness for Krishna's pleasure. So practice, Prabhupada gives this formula. Abhyasa yogena. Another art, I was learning how to ride the motorbike. So motorbike, very simple in one sense, is the accelerator, then you have to hold the clutch, change the gear, and then move ahead. And then to stop the motorbike, you hold the clutch, put on the brakes with your foot. Now I was new from cycle. I was used to riding the bicycle. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. So when I first started practicing riding the motorbike, fortunately for me, someone was sitting behind me to help me. So I started the motorbike. I had the knowledge how to do it. So I pressed the clutch, changed the gear, started. And things were going very nicely. And suddenly, something came in front. And I was habituated to riding cycles. And in cycles, the brake is in the hand only. So, as soon as there was an obstacle, I pressed the clutch. But the motorbike wouldn't stop. And the person at the back yelled at me, "Put on the brakes at your foot." And then, fortunately, there was no accident. Because there is no practice. So sometimes, confusion while riding. But after some time, you master that art. So similarly, a sthiti in Krishna consciousness also. We know everything theoretically, that we have to serve Krishna. And when we serve Krishna, our only desire should be to satisfy Krishna. We should not be motivated for desire for sense gratification. And our life goes on trying to serve Krishna. But suddenly a temptation comes and we forget all the philosophy. And then we succumb to sense gratification many times. But if there is an association of devotees, they will be there to save us. And they will tell, "Stop, stop. Chant Hare Krishna," or they will tell something. So even in Krishna consciousness, one has to keep practicing. And by practice, one can understand how to perfect this art of working. That means how to lead our life in this world in such a way that our every activity is for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the goal. Now when it comes to art, this previous verse, Krishna says, "Dure nahi avaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvicha kripana falahetava." He says, buddhi yoga dhananjaya. So this brings in another factor when you speak of art. So you might be practicing a particular art, but ultimately every ability comes from the Supreme Lord. All abilities come from the Supreme Lord. Like calculating numbers in mathematics, multiplication, division, subtraction, addition, that is also an art in one sense. And children try to master it because it will be useful as they grow in life. So you multiply a one digit number by another one digit number, say 7 multiplied by 6. How much is it? 42. This is one digit number by one digit number. So let's say 2 digit number by 2 digit number, 64 by 76. How much is it? It's difficult actually. Sometimes you might require a calculator, a paper or a pen, and after some time the answer will come out. But there is one lady from South India. She is called human computer, Shakuntala Devi. She can multiply a 13 digit number. 13 digit number means 13 digits are in it. It's not 13 into 13, no. 13 digit number, she can multiply by another 13 digit number in 28 seconds. Now, however hard we might try, however hard we might practice, can we come to this level? No. So someone asked her, "How do you manage to do it?" So she answered, "If you ask a fish, how do you manage to swim? What will be the fish's reply?" What she meant to say was, it is as natural for me to multiply these numbers as it is natural for a fish to swim. Now it is interesting to ponder over this point that we never wonder who taught the fish to swim. Even that is something to be pondered over. The fish never practices to swim. We have to practice swimming. In fact, I tried practicing swimming at one point of time. So when I was practicing, I was moving my legs, and then I used to forget to move my hands. Then I would remember to move my hands, then I would forget to move my legs. And then I gave up swimming. I thought it is, I cannot do both things simultaneously. But the fish, as soon as it is born, it starts swimming. Who taught the fish to swim? Or who taught Shakuntala Devi to multiply? Ultimately, all abilities come from the Supreme Lord. The knowledge of how to perfect an art, that knowledge is given by the Supreme Lord ultimately from within the heart. Krishna says in the Gita, Sarvasvachaham Radhi Sannivishto Matta Spritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. From me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The knowledge of how to do things comes from Krishna. Like it is common in the villages. Sometimes, you know, cows are generally left out to graze during the day. And many times it happens that the cow goes outside to graze during the day, and in the evening when it returns back to the cow shed, the calf is accompanying the cow. Means somewhere during the day, there was a delivery and the calf was born. Now, I had a cow in my house. So I have seen that as soon as the calf is born, within a few minutes, it manages to get up on its 4 feet. And it knows exactly where the udders are. No one needs to show the calf where the udders of the cow are. And it knows how exactly to suck the milk. Immediately. Now, even removing the milk from the udders of the cow, it's an art actually. The first time I tried it, it was difficult for me. After some time, I managed to get the milk out. But the calf, immediately it knows where the udders are and immediately it knows how to suck the milk. And all the calves suck the milk in the same particular fashion. They box their heads against the udder and suck the milk in a particular rhythmic way. Who taught the calf where the udder is and how to suck the milk so expertly? It never practiced. Ultimately, all perfection of art, the ability comes from Krishna. And even this art of working, only by the mercy of the Lord can we perfect it. We have to practice. We have to show our sincerity. But ultimately, without the mercy of the Lord, we can't perfect this art. And Krishna gives his assurance in the Bhagavad Gita. And this assurance by Krishna of help, of helping a person who is trying to perfect this art, is so important that it is one of the 4 shlokas in the Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita. Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita, which is found in the 10th chapter, it is considered to be the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. And in one of these verses, Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. The translation goes, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Prabhupada says in the purport that what is the qualification to receive Krishna's help in perfecting the art of working? The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to him. So Krishna knows that the conditioned soul, he is very conditioned. So even though he is trying to make progress and trying to sincerely execute devotional service, because of his previous conditionings, he might fall away from the path. So Krishna is always there to help. There is an interesting verse in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti Vishwam Kavayasma Nashwaram Pashyanti Chadhyatma Vido Vipaschita. Now this particular verse says that Kavayaha, the learned sages, Pashyanti Chadhyatma Vido Vipaschita, who are actually seeing that this material world is a temporary place and there is no use acting for sense gratification, even they fall victim to Maya. Tatapi muyanti tavaja Maya. Even such liberated transcendentalists who can actually see that this material world is a temporary place, the illusory energy of the Lord is so strong that sometimes even they fall victim to Maya. And the devotee prays that, I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord who is the master of this Maya, which is so powerful. And Prabhupada says in the purport, because of association with the modes of material nature for a very long time, even liberated souls sometimes become captivated by the illusory energy due to inattentiveness in the transcendental position. So Prabhupada gives a solution. Theoretical knowledge acquired by studying the Vedas is insufficient to protect one from the clutches of Maya. One must strongly adhere to the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Then one's position is secure. One more quotation regarding the Lord's help rendered to a practicing devotee who is trying to perfect the art of working. This comes in the fourth canto, the prayers of Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj had the desire, a material desire, to acquire a great kingdom, a kingdom greater than that of Brahma also. And he practiced severe austerity, and when the Supreme Lord appeared in front of him, he felt ashamed that I performed austerity with such petty desires in mind. So he prays to the Lord that, my dear Lord, to engage in your devotional service is the greatest benediction. Actually, that is the highest benediction. But still, people who don't have that understanding and who still aim to get certain material desires fulfilled, you give protection even to such devotees. Vashraye Vatsakam Anugraha Katarosman, he gives the example. To ignorant devotees like me, you are the causelessly merciful maintainer, just like a cow who takes care of the newly born calf by supplying milk and giving it protection from attack. So for devotees who sometimes fall away from the path, the Lord acts like a cow who protects the calf. Now, because I have some experience with cows, I know how cows protect calf. When the calf is especially very newly born, the cow has especially great affection for that calf. And the cow will allow only those people in whom she has perfect confidence to come close to that calf. Like someone who is regularly taking care of the cow. In our house, it was my mother. So for the first few days, the cow is comfortable only if my mother touches the calf, because she is so concerned about the protection of the calf. So generally the cow is tied by the rope and the calf is allowed to frolic freely for the first few days at least. So what I used to do was play with the calf, because I know that the cow is tied with the rope and it cannot come beyond a certain radius. I know this much radius she cannot come out. So I used to play with that calf outside that radius. And after some time I saw that she was cool. It looked like she wasn't minding me playing with the calf. So what I did, I thought I'll touch the cow also. So I went close. So the cow was acting as if she was very peaceful. But as soon as I entered into the radius, immediately she attacked me. I was amazed. Even animals have such intelligence. She knew that if she showed her anger when I was outside the radius, I would never come inside the radius. So she allowed me to come inside the radius. Then she attacked me. Because she was so angry that I was meddling with her calf. And she was very worried about her protection, the protection of the calf. So similarly, Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsal. Indicating that Krishna's affection for his devotees is something similar. And the Lord is always eager to give protection to his devotees. Protect the devotee from all obstacles so that the devotee can safely come back to his lotus feet. So Prabhupada says in this particular purport, a devotee must be very sincere in his devotional service. Then although there may be many things wrong on the devotee's part, Krishna will guide him and gradually elevate him to the highest position of devotional service. So these lines of Prabhupada are hope-giving. Otherwise, this art of working is a very difficult art. Any art is easy in this world, but this art of work, that is yoga, acting in perfect Krishna consciousness, is very difficult. But Prabhupada says here, as long as the devotee is sincere, there may be many things wrong on the devotee's part, but still Krishna will guide him. Another interesting quotation, which was very nice, which I found, was in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the chapter entitled Glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur, he converts the prostitute and he gives instruction to the prostitute that you chant Hare Krishna and worship Tulsi. So Prabhupada says in that particular purport, although Krishna wants everyone to surrender to his lotus feet, because of people's sinful activities, they cannot do this. Namam duskritino muda prabadhyante naradhama. Rascals and fools, the lowest of men, who engage in sinful activities cannot suddenly surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Maybe some of us belong to this category, who cannot suddenly surrender to Krishna. So what is the hope? Prabhupada says, nevertheless, if they begin chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and rendering service unto the Tulsi plant, they will very soon be able to surrender. So this is the hope which Prabhupada gives in his purport. And even in his personal dealings, Prabhupada had to deal with people with various conditionings, various backgrounds, who were finding it difficult to surrender. So in a particular conversation or lecture or somewhere, Prabhupada mentioned that even if you are not able to perfect Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, then Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, you will take birth in an aristocratic pious family in India and then you can perfect your life. So he gave hope to his disciples. But many disciples were from Western background. So they felt that we have to take birth in India. So that is difficult. So one of the devotees asked later on in the morning walk, Prabhupada, what did you mention? That you have to take birth in India, you mentioned? So Prabhupada said, if you want, you can perfect Krishna consciousness in one lifetime, and then you can go back home, back to Godhead. But if you cannot, then you'll be given another chance. But the doubt wasn't clarified still. So another devotee asked, so if you are not able to perfect, then you have to take birth in India? Because they were from Western background, their only experience in India was dysentery, disease, and Indian heat, Indian traffic. So they felt that this is very pathetic. If you are not able to complete Krishna consciousness, then is it a facility or a punishment to take birth in India? So they were worried about that. So then Prabhupada detected, oh, this is the what is going on in their minds. So Prabhupada said, Suchinam Srimatam Ge, you will be born in an aristocratic, pious family of devotees. So in the West also, now you have got very rich people here. And if you preach Krishna consciousness, this Krishna consciousness cult will become permanent in your country. And then there will be Suchinam Srimatam Ge in your country also, and you can take birth here also. And then they are satisfied. So that is the hope given by the pure devotees. That is the hope given by Krishna. Surrender is difficult immediately. But nonetheless, Prabhupada says here, if one chants Hare Krishna mantra and renders service to the Tulsi plant, then very soon one will be able to surrender. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions? Any one question? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.